Hey everyone, this is Mason Armstrong, and today we're going to be taking a look at the Scrolling Battles game series I'm creating. So, let's start with Rob Scrolling Battles.
Explorer A, project, change log txt notepad, explorer.
It would help to go into the right file.
SDMZXN.
And?
Message of the day, SD Mouth and menu themes. Give it a try, it's cool.
Say you basically have a message
Aaron
today.
Online, Hannah Baby Bear Island, ignore Skype events on.
When you press enter here, you get...
Scrolling Battles menu.
The Scrolling Battles menu. Now, we have some options in here.
Play.
Play.
Test speakers.
Test speakers.
Settings.
Settings.
Minigame machine.
Minigame machine.
About.
About.
Info Center.
Info Center.
Check latest online version.
Check latest online version.
Scrolling Battles has been run worldwide a total of 500 times, including this one.
Wow.
Exit.
So, you basically use left and right arrows to go through the menu, or you can use numbers to go to a certain menu option. Like, I know Test Speakers is 2, so if I want to go directly to that...
Test Speakers.
I press 2, and then you press Enter, and then you get left. Right.
Scrolling Battles menu.
Change environment is 3.
Settings.
No, 4.
Minigame machine.
No, it's not. It's not even in the main menu. If you go to settings, I'll just show you what's in here quickly.
Settings menu. Enable confirmation to exit.
Which basically means if you're playing and you press escape, if you have this enabled, it'll ask you if you want to exit. If not, it'll just exit.
Enable logo playing on startup.
This is basically self-explanatory.
Enable saving of event logs.
That event logs are what the game saves when you exit the game, and it basically is a stats of what you just did.
Change sound pack.
Sound packs, there aren't really any that come with the game, just the default one.
Change name.
Change name allows you to change the name of your thingy.
Change environment.
Change environment. Environments are basically areas that you walk around in. So, like, we have...
Select environment menu. Building SD3 default. Destruction. Forest default. Forest 2 SD1 default. Spaceship. Spaceship 2. Swamp. Swimming pool. Town. Go back.
And we have a whole bunch. My favorite is... Swamp.
Spaceship 2. Swamp.
So we'll use that one.
Scrolling Battles menu.
And it puts us in the Scrolling Battles menu. Let's... start playing... and I will show you what it's like.
Play. Select a difficulty level.
It asks us for a difficulty level.
Normal. Advanced.
So we want...
Normal.
Alright. So we've loaded. And so now we can walk with left and right arrows. And I'm walking fast because I have my character updated. You can run with control left and right. You jump with up arrow, and you're quite interesting. So, let's show you how this works. You have a space bar will shoot your selected weapon.
Cannot fire in the safe zone.
And we're in a safe zone, so if we walk to the right to get out of the safe zone, and that was a pit. And it just changed. Now there's a pit close to us. Now if we fire, we have that sound. Let's show you the weapons quickly. If you press 1.
Knife.
And okay, he just fell in the pit. Grave accent is...
Fists.
1 is...
Knife.
2.
Gun.
3.
Machine gun.
4.
Pusher.
5.
Water blaster.
6.
Item grabber.
7.
Player helper.
8.
Laser gun.
9.
Teleporter.
0.
Grenade launcher.
Dash. Is nothing. And some of these you actually have to buy from the store, which I've done, like the...
Player helper.
And the...
Item grabber.
Well, you don't have to buy the player helper, you have to buy the... Item grabber and the laser.
Water blaster. Laser gun.
So I'll go through how they sound real quick. You have...
Fists. Knife. Gun. Machine gun. Bullshit. Water blaster.
And that actually shoots an item out onto the screen.
Item grabber. Gun cannon upgrade. Player health. Blade. Item grabber.
That basically grabs any item on the screen. There.
Teleporter.
That can teleport you. And it goes quite fast, so we're not gonna do that yet.
Grenade launcher.
Grenade launcher launches grenades like this. And it went so far we couldn't hear it explode. So let's actually play with these settings, and I will show you some of the stuff that you can do that's more advanced in a bit. So I'm gonna use the
player helper. Laser.
The laser gun. And we're gonna play. I'm first gonna walk over and get this item. There we go. And I'll just play and mute while I play. So see how it works. Enjoy. And if I didn't tell you before, this is like a strategy side-scroller game. It doesn't really end, you just have to level up your character and stuff like that. So, I'll show you some advanced features. If you press V,
point of view menu.
You have point of view menu, and basically
your point of view, help and point of view, camera.
I will use the camera so I can show you what that is. Now I'm using the camera. If I walk, you actually hear my character move away from the camera. Basically, now the camera is still while you can move. So I shoot over here, and you can hear that it's over there. So I'll switch back to my point of view. You press H to check your health.
1,050,378 HP. Unbelievable condition.
I actually bought all that. If you press K,
you have made 18,132 kills in the time you got this game. Player status, maximum status.
If you press L,
you are fighting level 4,613 enemies.
If you press A,
652,474.
That tells you your ammo. Believe it or not, the laser does have batteries. S,
store menu, select a category.
Goes into the store, which I'll show you in a bit. F,
facing left.
I forgot to tell you what D does. It basically goes into a menu where you can clear stuff like
beta settings, clear save jump, clear save health, clear save money, clear save weapon range, clear save weapon damages, clear save max position, clear save weapon speeds and times, clear save moving speed, clear save ammo, clear helper health, clear save helper speed, clear save helper, clear save helper, clear save laser set, clear save teleporter setting, clear save grenade launcher settings, clear enemy level, clear safe zone info, clear all. Go back.
That's basically what that menu does. You have left and right brackets that those move you through the event log.
1. Event. An enemy has been killed. 2. Event. A level 4,600. 150.
If you press semicolon and comma, you go to the beginning and the end of the event log. If you press W,
weapon menu.
You get a menu of your weapons.
Fist, knife, gun, machine pusher, water player, laser, teleport, grenade launcher, laser.
I'll select laser.
Laser gun.
If you press E,
sell menu.
It's a menu where you can sell stuff.
Sell 10 on your max position. Sell 20 on your max position. Sell 10 on your gun ammo. Gives you $25.
Alright. If you were in the camera, R turns on the player radar, which basically has a constant pinging sound at your location, so you can, you know, T will
6 minutes, 3 seconds.
Tells you how long you've been playing currently. I goes into
weapon info menu.
And this tells you a whole bunch of info on your weapons. You go, got stuff like
knife damage, gun damage, machine gun damage, push-a-push amount, blaster speed, helper speed, laser damage, teleporter range, grenade hit range. You have 285 pit chance items. Go back.
Whole bunch of stuff. O goes into a menu that is no longer helpful.
Look menu. You are at 211. You are at 211. You are at...
All it really does is tells you what position you're at. If you press P, it pauses. You press it again, it unpauses. You can press F1 through F6, I think, to get a whole bunch of info on your enemies and stuff, like F1.
Your speed, 200.
F2.
Jump time, 1,300.
F3.
There are two enemies on the map.
F4.
Helper not spawned.
F5.
Helper health, 500 HP.
F6. Doesn't do anything. F7, F8.
Spawn menu.
F9 goes into a menu where you can spawn
chasm.
Pits. You've got stuff like
fire, hollow, lava, water. Go back.
So if I wanted to spawn a water pit,
water,
I would press enter here. And I'll try again.
Spawn menu, water.
Huh, it doesn't seem to spawn. If I press F10...
Enter how many enemies should spawn now. Dialog. Enter how many enemies should spawn now. Text field.
You can spawn a certain amount of enemies. And no, that wasn't NVDA reading that. That was a built-in virtual text box. If I wanted to spawn 5 enemies here, I would enter...
5.
And press enter. And... once you do that...
There are 7 enemies on the map.
You can see it added to the amount of enemies on the map. If you press F11,
spawn menu. Alex Macintosh.
This lets you spawn a certain enemy. Let's spawn me.
FL, Victor Eloquent, Demon, Mason 1. Enter how many Mason 1 you want to spawn. Dialogue. Enter 15. How many Mason 1 5.
You need to stop this. Okay. F12.
6:00 PM.
Tells you what time it is. And you have home and end change the music volume. This is home. This is end. No, that's page up and page down, sorry. Page up turns it up, page down turns it down. Home and end actually turn up and down the whole entire game. This is home. This is end. So I've basically gone through the entire hotkeys. So, now, I can go through this store with you and show you... whoops. The stuff you can buy.
Store menu. Player upgrades. Player upgrades menu.
So, in this menu, you can buy...
upgrade health. Speed boost. Buy an item that decreases your chances of falling in a pit.
And sorry about all those sounds. Those are like chicken nugget and Skype sounds and stuff.
Go back.
So you can buy those stuff.
Store menu. Weapon store. Weapon store. Sit knife. Gun. Machine. Pusher. Water. Player head. Laser. Teleport. Grenade. Go back.
So you have items in all these menus that you can buy certain stuff for your weapons, like...
knife.
You can buy...
knife up. Knife damage upgrade. Knife range upgrade. Go back. Weapon store. Gun. Gun up. Buy ammo. Gun damage upgrade. Gun range upgrade. Go back. Weapon store. Machine gun.
And you can buy, like, certain stuff for your, weapons. Let's say I wanted to buy...
laser.
Something from here.
Laser upgrades. Buy batteries. Laser damage upgrade. Laser range upgrade.
Let's say I wanted to upgrade my damage.
Laser damage upgrade.
You press enter here.
How much do you want? Each one of this item costs $10. Edit blank.
Now, I can buy as many as I want. So let's enter like 50 and press enter.
Mason.
So you heard a success chime and then you heard the menu open up again. So let's now, just, I will play, now that you know all the hotkeys and you know what can happen and stuff, I will play for a little bit and you can get an idea of what this game is like.
Weapon store, store menu, select a category. Enter how many Wi-Fi. 509 on 1500.
I forgot to tell you, you can press C to check your position. Comma and period move your camera forward and backwards. M checks your money. Z goes into the safe zone info menu. B turns on the safe zone beacon. And N goes into the enemy info menu. Slash resets your camera to its default position, and you can press Shift X to assign the camera to a custom position. So, yeah.
Safe zone radar beacon on.
Okay, let's show you some other environments that come with the game.
Scrolling battles menu, about, minigame mode settings, settings menu, change name, change name, change environment, change, select environment menu, building SD3 default, destruct, forest, forest 2, spaceship, spaceship 2, scrolling battles menu, play, select a normal. Play a helper, play the gun. Scrolling battles menu.
Okay, so that is basically scrolling battles.
Exit.
And the next version of scrolling battles I'm going to show you is Scrolling Battles Ultimate. Scrolling Battles 2 is no longer continued for those of you who saw the podcast Mason Cabo did on that. That is no longer continued, and Scrolling Battles Ultimate is taking its place, and right now that's in concept demo form. There's not very many levels yet. There will be lots more when I'm finished, but I just thought I would give you a look at what I'm doing here.
Scrolling Battles, Scrolling Battles Download Assign. Scrolling Battles Ultimate includes not selected SBUX extension.
Okay, so the keys in here are basically the same, except for there aren't as many. E will check your level, and L checks how many lives you have, H checks your health, C checks your position, space fires, 1 through 4 select your weapons, and that's pretty much it. Left and right walk, up jumps, left control, or right control with the arrows run. So I'm just gonna show you what I've been doing here with this. I think you're gonna like this.
Scrolling Battles Ultimate, version 0.30.
And this is the logo.
MTG Studios, free audio games for the blind and visually impaired.
Scrolling Battles Ultimate main menu.
This music was created by NS Studios for this game specifically. You can use up and down arrows in the menu, or you can use the numbers like previously described. I will turn that down with page down. You can change the music volume in any game that I've created with page up and page down in the menus. So, I'll take you through this main menu and show you what we can do.
Play. Load game. Test beacon. Scrolling Battles Ultimate has been run a total of 5 times, including yours. Exit.
Hooray for that. So, I will click play. So, and we will begin our journey. Let's do this.
Play.
And one last news event. There's a building out in the middle of the woods. We sent people to try to investigate what it may be, but we have never heard from those people again. Anyone who can figure out what this building is will get a reward of $500,000. You may need to take with you some kind of weapon, as well as some food. You may be there for a while if you're captured. That's the end of the news today.
Okay. This doesn't sound too bad. I think I'll go out there and figure out what that building is. Okay, here's my gun. My machine gun. And a knife just to be safe. Let's go. Okay, here we are at the forest entrance. I suppose we'll have to walk a ways to find out where this building is. Well, better get moving.
Let's select a weapon here.
Not a rifle.
That's my favorite. Let's shoot this guy. And you can press A to check your ammo.
494.
So, I will go through the journey, and I don't think I'll have to say much. If I have to say something, I will let you know, but let's go through this journey of what I have so far, and enjoy.
Okay, I think I see something off here in the distance. Let's go a bit further and see if we can figure out what it is. I think it's closer to the entrance than I originally thought. The grass seems to be cut down here. It's like dirt now. I wonder if someone or something has gone through here many times. I see some guys coming down the path. Oh no, they have guns.
Dude, get out of here. Now!
472. /107/200.
Well, it's a river. I guess we're going to have to pass through it, right? I think I see some, like, sharks or something. It doesn't look good.
Thank you.
109 on 250. Why a drone? Many food. Lol.
Oh wow, I didn't see this cave when I was at the other side. Must have been hidden. Okay, well, I don't think there's anything really in here. Maybe a few cracks and crevices.
This level has pits. Basically, to jump over the pits, you press up arrow and repeatedly tap right arrow until you land. So, that's the only thing different about this level.
Two hundred and 44 on 300.
Right, so we're about halfway through the cave. I think this part of the cave is older or more used or something. I am seeing a lot more crevices and pits. I better be careful.
One hundred and 33 on 350. Three hundred and 1 on 350.
Okay, I'm out of the cave now. I can see the building from here, but it's about 1,000 feet away. About 400 feet away, I can see clusters of what looks like fire. That's gonna be hard to cross.
Level 7. Three lime.
Yeah, dude, get out of here.
Now.
157 on 400. Now. 270 on 400.
There are the fire pits. Good God, they're really deep. I don't want to fall into those.
Seventy on 200.
Okay, I can see the building about 50 feet away. But there are like 10 or 15 guys blocking the entrance. Oh.
Dude, get out of here.
34 on 50.
Yes, we're at the entrance to the building. Let's open the door. Holy crap, there's a hole.
Dude, get out of here. Now!
Okay, whoa. This is crazy. So many bad guys around here. Wait, is that a pit?
Dude, get out of here. Go! Get out! Now! Get! Go!
Hide from me. I will have you killed immediately, just like I did your other guys you sent in here. Goodbye. Ha 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 ha. Good luck making it through.
This is crazy.
Dude, get out. Now. Yes.
completed... So we've just completed what I have done in the game so far. So I'm gonna quickly show you how to load and save games real quick. Here we go. So, to save a game, you press F2 to save a game.
Please enter the file name you would like this game to be without the extension edit blank.
I want to call it tutorial, so I'll just type that in.
Say, Scrolling Battles Ultimate.
Okay, so it said saved.
Scrolling Battles Ultimate.
So now if I want to load it, I press.
Let load game.
That option.
Please enter the file name you would like this game to be with.
And since we called it tutorial, we'll just type that in. And. Now.
6/100.
We are back where we left off.
Scrolling Battle Melt Load Test Beacon. Scrolling Battle Ultimate has been run a total of eggs. SVU Egg.
Alright, guys. I hope you've enjoyed these little demos of Scrolling Battles and Scrolling Battles Ultimate. If you would like to obtain a copy of Scrolling Battles, visit http://mtgstudiosus.tk. If you want to obtain a copy of the concept demo, you can tweet me or email me for a copy. My Twitter name is mtg_studios_us or masonasons. Thank you for listening, guys. My email is masonarm@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it and have a good rest of the day.